Good morning. How are you all today? We're going to continue on with our deal of you guys telling us a Bible story for the children's sermon. So I noticed you showed up with a cheater thing. Yeah, you brought a book with you. That's fabulous. So we're going to hear one of the stories. So don't just read it. Tell it to me. What's the story?
Once the enemies of the people of God...
What's the story?
David and Goliath.
Once the enemies of the people of God gathered to attack them, Saul gathered all the soldiers of Israel. The enemies of the Israel had a secret weapon.
What was it?
They had brought a giant with them, Goliath, who challenged all the soldiers of Israel to come out...
How big was the giant?
It doesn't say in here. But he's walking, talking, spirit-throwing pile of...
And
please do not
answer.
Yep, fire away. All the soldiers of Israel were very frightened by Goliath. Each day he would go out into the field and challenge the soldiers of Israel. No one could be found who would go out to fight him. The men of Israel became very discouraged.
What's discouraged mean?
Not full of courage. Not full of courage.
Not really full of courage.
Not wanting to fight a really big walking tall.
And then what happened? Tell me the story. You know the story. This is the story of David and Goliath. Did Goliath come and wipe out all of the Israelites?
No.
He doesn't even fight them. Oh my gosh, what happened?
I don't know.
Fast forward.
All right, so make like a DVD and fast forward.
When Goliath saw David approaching, he insulted him and laughed out loud, for David appeared to be so small.
Hey, puny, what you doing here? That's what he said. He said, get out of here, little guy. What's happening? Yo, go back home. Yeah. And then what happened?
He asked David whether he was a dog for David had David to come out after him with a stick. But David took a stone and put it in his sling. He hurled it and it struck Goliath on his forehead. It knocked Goliath out. And David ran over and took Goliath's own sword and cut off his head.
Little boys love this story. Yeah, that's a great story, isn't it? Oh, yay! Let's take the stone and kill the giant and cut off his head. He probably went right down a beanstalk. No, that's a different story. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what do you think? What do you think this story is about?
I'm not quite sure.
Me neither. Well, it's a giant. It's David. So what did we expect to have happen? I'll tell you a story. When we ran a preschool back in my last church, every year we would tell the story about David and Goliath. And it was the favorite day of the entire year for the preschool. You know why?
Because he liked people cutting heads off.
There was that. I played Goliath every year. And so they would say, oh, Pastor Jeff, come in and play Goliath. And so I would come in and I would walk like this. And all the kids would take little pieces of paper, all balled up, little spit wads, and they would throw them at me. Because they were David. And then I would have to die this dramatic death. Oh! And I would ask them, so what do you think the story is about? And they would say, I don't know, but could we kill you again? It's just like a church council. Honestly. Yeah. So the story isn't really just about giants. The story is about David had what? That Goliath? Faith. David wasn't afraid because he had been chosen by God to do this amazing thing. Should he have been able to kill the giant?
Yeah.
Everybody thought, no way, this giant, he's a big Philistine guy. He's just going to come in there and wipe out the Israelites. But little tiny David, probably no bigger than you, took his little sling.
Slingshot and bullseyes him in the forehead
and then cut his head off, right? I hate that part of the story. But yeah, David had faith in God. So that's kind of what the story is about. It's about what happens when we really understand that God is with us. And David really believed that God was with him. And later on, do you remember what happened to David? Did he go on to a life filled with joy as a shepherd?
No.
No? Did he become a lawyer? He became king of Israel, and we're going to hear about him in just a little bit. So let's pray together. Gracious God, like David, we know that you are with us always, and that though life may sometimes seem impossible, that you are with us through all of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Great story. Let me see your book. This is very cool. It is the Illustrated Children's Bible. Then at the bottom here it says, Cheating for the Children's Sermon. That's amazing. That's very cool. Let's sing.